All right, we're not doing funny thing. No, just go.
Aw.
No, shut up. Just play the goddamn song. Say hi, AJ.
Hello.
And our good friend, David Wynn. Say hi, David.
Hello.
We're going to do a show today, despite the fact that my world is crashing down around me.
The melancholy. For those of you who don't watch basketball, the Cavs just lost.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start off with the news today. Then we're going to go into the, what do we do, quiz usually after that? Is that what happens?
I believe so.
You've only done 100-something of these.
He still has to think when he does this rundown every time. It's not automatic.
You think? Okay, look, after that quiz is either-or this week. I did an either-or for you, too.
Oh, boy.
Won't that be exciting?
Oh, goody.
Then we'll talk
I bet I can't guess the topics.
No. Then we'll do our weekend gaming and new releases, and that'll be the show. All right, start off... off with some NPDs, AJ.
If you say so. Let's
By
see.
The way,
so
these
first...
are like the least exciting NPDs we've had in a long time.
They're pretty
yeah,
weak.
That's very true.
I think there's in the software thing, I think only two of the games on the software top 10 were actually released in April.
Yep. March. There were a couple released in March, at
wait,
least.
No, April.
No, April.
Right.
April.
I'm saying right. As there are at least a couple released in March, so it's almost pretty close.
Let's do the list.
Four of the games were released in 2009.
Can I do the list?
Buy some goddamn new games.
No. Before we do our analysis, can I do the list?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, hardware. DS at 440,800, then the Wii at 277,200, Xbox at 185,400, the PS3 at 180,800. And the PSP at 65,500. The PS2 is no longer being reported by the NPD group.
I think the PSP can sell more units in a month in Japan.
Yep.
65,500.
That's it.
In all of America?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's pathetic. Keep going.
They're
okay.
Desperate for
software.
That new hardware launch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they might not want to call it the PSP 2 anymore. I don't know if that how much goodwill
that brand has.
Yeah, it'll have goodwill.
They should call it the Game Man, like the Walkman, and nothing like the Game Boy.
Yeah, that doesn't roll off the tongue quite so well.
No.
Software. Number one is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell on the 360 at 486,100. Then Pokemon Soul Silver at 242,900. New Super Mario Bros. Wii at 200,300. Pokemon Heart Gold, 192,600. God of War 3 at 180,300. Then for 6 through 10, the NPD has stopped publicly releasing the numbers. So we have Wii Sports Resort, and then Battlefield Bad Company 2, and as Gamasutra pointed out, Microsoft has said that it sold 166,000 on the 360. That's the number 7. Number 8 is Wii Fit Plus with the balance board. Number 9 is Just Dance. And number 10 is Super Street Fighter 4 on the PS3.
The one that really gets me is Just Dance.
Isn't Just Dance 2 out?
I
or is it coming?
I don't think so. No.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, why? Who would even know? Who doesn't work at Ubisoft?
Well, apparently some thousand number of people who were buying the damn thing.
I guess so, right?
Well, you know, it was a good month for Splinter Cell.
Yeah, good for them.
Even if you combine Pokemon, it's still one.
Wasn't there something else in April? I could have sworn it was a better month than that for software.
Well, you had Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
there
were a bunch of good releases, but they were mostly, like, niche.
Yeah, there wasn't really a huge releases in April. It's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, March had a lot, so...
Yeah, March was stacked and May is stacked.
Right.
So April, I guess, was a necessary, you know, breath of fresh air.
Final Fantasy 13 is not among the repeaters here from March.
No, I didn't think it would be.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's not, like I said, these are kind of, this is a very boring month MPD-wise, not much to say.
Yes.
Except the PSP is just continuing to be abysmal.
I wonder if the PS2 numbers were higher than the PSP. They probably were.
Me.
Oh, God.
I mean, the PSP has been in danger since, like, 2006.
But you know what gets me, though? It is the best-selling system in Japan.
That's
Monster Hunter.
Yeah, they actually give a damn about their software.
What a difference. Yeah, I guess that... Okay, all that...
And apparently piracy isn't quite so crazy in Japan.
Probably.
I mean, it still happens, surely, but...
What's next?
We have Little Big Planet 2 details with
Little
the new
Big
trailer.
Little Big Planet 2 looks great.
Yeah, it does. So among the things we now know about the game, there's all kinds of game modes you can do. You can make first-person shooters, you can make shmups, you can make almost whatever you want.
I like the way it looks like you can transition between them.
Yeah.
In a level.
You can make controllable vehicles now instead of having to do like kind of jury-rigged vehicles. You can set up AI, what are they called, sackbots, mm-hmm. to populate your levels.
You can even give AI to the enemies now.
Yes. So that's all very cool. They also are maintaining complete backwards compatibility with all the previous release content, which I think is brilliant on their part. Yep. It'll also benefit from all the new engine, like graphic enhancements and everything. So that's really cool.
One thing I heard is that you can like change like some of the physics and things, so you can change the gravity. So you can make, if you make a Mario level, you can make the jumping feel more like a Mario game, for instance.
Right.
It just all sounds pretty good there.
And the one last sticking point was they talked about move support. I guess it's coming later. It won't be there when the game comes out, which is weird.
The move support.
I'm sure it won't be an afterthought at all.
Yes.
No. I don't know. It always seemed like there's a game that would be good for it be this. Cause
why?
You know, when you're in create mode, you're basically moving a cursor around the screen.
As a mouse.
I can sort of see it as a mouse in like creator mode.
Not for like playing the game, but for creating, definitely.
Why don't they just have USB mouse support?
They
could do that.
Well,
in that game.
I don't know if they have it in that game, but they do for other games.
The system, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying you should just do that. Whatever. Go, keep going.
All right, Zynga might be splitting ways with Facebook. Zynga, of course, being the developer behind Farmville and Mafia Wars.
No. Listen, putting my foot down, we are not reporting on Farmville news.
No, it's more about an industry thing, because, I mean,
what?
Like it or not, that is the biggest selling game in the world now.
Who cares? That doesn't represent my hobby one fucking bit.
Can you really call it a big selling game when most people play it for free?
Yeah, but it still makes more money than any other game out there, including World of Warcraft, I believe.
Who cares? I don't
care. Can I just explain why it's happening? Because it is kind of interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's basically a twofold thing. First of all, you know how Facebook updated the platform and now you don't get notifications for games anymore?
Yes.
When that happened, like 4.6 million people stopped playing Farmville. Because that's kind of how they got people into it. Also, now you have to buy like Facebook credits to buy these things in games. Now Facebook is getting 30% and they don't like that.
Whoa.
But like, do you think it's popular because of Facebook? Like,
yes.
Could this work without Facebook?
Look, Farmville needs Facebook a lot more than Facebook needs Farmville. They're bluffing.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
All right. Who here heard of the Humble Indie Bundle?
I heard about it, and I heard that they made $1 million.
They did. It's a very great
nice.
Thing. Because they hit that goal of over a million, all the games in the bundle are going open source. I think it's still going on, too. They extended it because it's doing so well. But the games in the bundle are Aquaria, Gish, Lugaro HD, Penumbra, Overture, World of Goo, and Samaros 2 was a late addition to the bundle.
I might have to get on that. I didn't know Aquaria was in there.
Yeah, it's name your own price. You could literally pay a penny if you wanted to. But
if you want to be a jerk ass and,
right.
you know,
well, then it's interesting. They've run the data on their servers, like the bandwidth, compared to the number of people actually donated, and around 20% of all the downloads were pirated. Like, people hacked into the servers and downloaded. Like, even paying a penny was too much for these people.
Yeah.
What was the average donation?
Around $10, I think. They had, like, a platform-specific breakdown. Windows, I think, was around 7. Mac was around 973. And Linux was 9-something. But it actually launched this kind of interesting study into, like, maybe, like why do pirates pirate if even a penny's too much? Is it a convenience thing? Is it really
That's a whole culture of pirating. It's just sort of their way of life.
Yeah.
It's not so much a principle thing with them. It's just kind of what they do.
Right. All right, so...
haters gotta hate.
I guess. Turns out Mega Man Online is a thing. It's being developed by NeoWiz Games Corporation. They make casual Korean MMOs.
I'm sure it'll also make it stateside. That's sarcasm.
That'd be great, too.
Right. Have you seen the ad, though?
No, I didn't know there was an ad.
Well, it's just like a little poster. Right. But it was like it features like very Mega Man X-ish art in a futuristic world or whatever. And yeah. Some guy was saying, oh, is this the new Mega Man universe thing? And I was like, God, I hope not.
I wonder if it is.
I hope this isn't related to that at all.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not, because Capcom reserved the trademark. So, well, I don't know. Maybe they control that still.
If this was, like, Battle Network related, that might make sense. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the only circumstance I could see.
So you guys hear about the EA Sports Online Pass?
No.
A little bit.
Well, this is basically EA's now trying to get you to buy all their sports games new by including a unique code that gives you, among other things, online play. And if you don't buy the game new, you have to basically pay $10 to play online. So this kind of bothers me, because up until now, all this, like, buy it new DLC stuff was, like, optional, ancillary stuff that you didn't really need to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
But this you kind of do. And my issue is not even so much if you're buying it used, but what if you live in, like, you know, a household with multiple people playing the game? Do they all need to have this? Like, they haven't really been clear about that.
I don't
know. I'm sure we'll see the story in excruciating detail soon enough.
Right, this sounds like the next big let's all complain about it thing, so...
Yeah.
I'm sure this will be covered extensively soon. This is the next DRM.
Yes. The next thing I have is we have confirmation that Call of Duty Black Ops will have 4-player co-op.
That's the new thing now, isn't it?
Yes.
That's
the Gears
cool,
is doing it. They also confirmed a Wii version. You ever notice how... The Infinity Ward Call of Duties don't come out on Wii right away, but the Treyarch ones do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to hear about Natal?
I really don't.
Well, guess what? The Microsoft Saudi manager, oh boy, here we go, Saeed Bilal Tariq, confirmed, you know, I don't know how close this is, but he says that the Natal is launching worldwide in October. And they're having a world premiere event at E3 with a show put together by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, wow. Well, having Cirque du Soleil there, actually, that increases my interest.
Well, it's a marketing... I mean, they're going to be airing it on MTV. It's a pure marketing story.
Look, that is Microsoft's job at E3, is to sell people on the
right.
Top.
Right.
So, you know, whatever
and
they
And so
have
they're
to
literally
do.
Bringing out the circus to do it.
whatever does it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Good luck to them.
I like Cirque du Soleil. I've seen
one
of their
sure.
shows.
Yeah, they're nice.
Steam for Mac came out. Yay. Along with the launch of the game, in a very nice gesture, until I think the 24th, they are offering Portal free to everybody, Mac and PC alike. So if you've never played Portal yet, you should go download it right now. Stop what you're doing. Go download Portal.
Wait. It's on PC for free also?
Yeah, it's just free. Well, because it's Steam Play. Basically,
oh,
you know, there's no... Really? Well,
on
go
Steam,
download
it. I bought it on thing. Oh,
right. Cool. So yeah, it launched with... the only Source game on there so far is Portal. They brought out a Mac version of Torchlight. All the LucasArts... Not all, but a lot of the LucasArts stuff is up there. All the old adventure games. Like, I was able to download The Dig and Indiana Jones and Atlantis and Last Crusade.
One second. Now, this stuff, if you already owned it on PC, what happens?
You just get it.
Oh, cool.
It's just, like I went into Steam on my Mac. I went to the Mac games list, and there in gray were all the games that I could install that were just not installed.
Do you know, was Braid one of them?
Braid, I believe, is one of them.
Good.
I'm not 100% certain.
My one friend bought Braid before he realized that it went wrong.
Oh, that's right, yeah. They also have, like, you know, Tales of Monkey Island, Sam & Max Season 2 and 3, but not 1 yet, I think. Civilization Complete, which is great because I bought that last weekend. It was $10. It wasn't unlocking for some reason, but I emailed Valve Support, and, like, a few hours later, they had it fixed for me, so that was cool. So, yeah, it's very exciting. Gaming has come to the Mac, ladies and gentlemen.
For the first time in God knows how many years.
It's amazing how Valve basically flipped the Switch and basically launched, I mean, literally launched gaming on the Mac, like, for reals. It's pretty exciting. In other news, along with Valve, they've announced a big update coming to Counter-Strike Source, of all things. They're adding 144 Steam achievements to the game, putting in, like, a dominating and revenge kind of thing like Team Fortress 2 has, a cinematic kill camera, and a bunch of Source Engine updates that have long since come out since the game came out in, what, 2004? So that's cool.
Team Counter-Strike 2 has got to be on the drawing board.
Oh, yeah, they've already said that, haven't they?
I don't think they've said it. No,
it seems like this update's primed to, like, hey, start playing Counter Strike again and start liking that again because we might have another one.
Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the heyday, Counter Strike was more popular than Team Fortress Classic was when it was at top. Counter Strike was a big thing. That's something that I'm surprised they haven't done already.
See, I feel like
Team Fortress 2 to go for a while first.
Because even like, I mean, Counter Strike Source, it's really just a a graphical update of Counter-Strike.
It's still pretty much the same game.
Yeah, there hasn't been, like...
CS 1.6 players will argue with you to the death.
Oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. But, I mean, like, can you imagine, like... just think of all the things Valve has learned in the multiplayer gaming space in 6 years and applying that to Counter-Strike. That could be cool.
They can't just make... Like, they can't just do what they did to Team Fortress 2, though. They can't just put that art style. It has to be a very different
approach. Yeah, but still, I think it could be really exciting.
I think it's coming, though. Probably before we ever see episode 3.
Probably. The Air Force is very upset by the removal of the other OS feature from the PlayStation 3. Apparently they use like a farm of PS3s running Linux to do computing.
What?
Yeah. I saw a picture of the server rack. It was kind of impressive. It was like 100 PS3s,
I guess,
all running Linux.
Because it's kind of a cheap computer, but even so.
Too bad, so sad.
I don't know, that's not exactly the sort of thing you say to the United States Air Force.
Too bad, so sad.
Oh, it's a Japanese plot to cripple our defenses.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. They're coming.
If you didn't pre-order Batman Arkham Asylum, but you wish you did so you could get the killer DLC, you now can for $3 each. I think there's two of them.
That's
one of
great.
Them had the Scarecrow. You know, awesome. I liked him in that game.
That's nice.
Awesome.
We had the Pokemon Black and White starters revealed.
How awesome does that Leaf starter look?
The Leaf starter looks cool. The other two,
Is his name actually Smug Leaf, or is that just what people are calling him?
I think that's like the internet meme. The official names, I don't know which one's which. I got
Tsutaja,
they're very
Okabu,
Japanese.
Yeah,
and
they're
Ichimaru.
They're all Japanese puns.
No, they look okay. I mean, they're always kind of weird when you first see them. But no, I'm going Smug Leaf all the way.
Water one looks stupid.
It's
a fucked up otter with like an ice cream cone on its head.
Sure. Is the fire thing supposed to be a pig? I guess.
Yeah, I think it'll probably evolve into a boar, which is why I kind of want that one.
Yeah, that's nice. Smug Leaf.
That'd be cool if that's what they call it.
They're not above it.
And Mike, they are about to make your favorite game into your favorite movie, because Sony Pictures Animation has the film rights and they are moving forward with plans to do a combination live action CG Roller Coaster Tycoon film.
I mean, I know you're expecting some sort of comment from me, but I really don't know what to say.
Because you're so excited.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel about the same way about this as I feel about the Asteroids movie.
Let me say this. It probably won't happen.
No, they're doing it.
Oh, AJ, how many times have we had this same conversation? Literally, word for word. Just because they announce it doesn't mean they're doing it. I said the same thing about the Halo movie. I said, that's not going to happen. You said, no, they're doing it. They're not doing it. It's not going to happen.
Oh, you're in such a bad mood today.
Yes, so don't push my buttons.
But it makes for great comedy and ringtones.
Yeah, all right. What's next? Yeah,
that's it. That's all I got.
Here's the quiz. I hope you suck at it. All right, Great American Has Got Gaming Quiz. First question. This video game publisher developer's name is 4 letters long, with 3 of those letters being vowels. Who is it?
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
All right, you got to give me a minute here. Publisher, developer, 4 letters long, 3 of them are vowels.
Japanese publisher developer.
Oh, no. Japanese.
Koei.
Better.
Koei.
Oh, he's right.
There you go. Now I know how to say it for future reference. Number two, how many entries are there in the main Dynasty Warriors series?
What are they on, six?
Seven, I think. No.
Oh, okay.
Eight. Eight. Go with eight.
Really?
Oh, I think. Eight. I want to say so.
Six.
Fuck.
Ah. Let the infighting begin. Agi, David steered you wrong there.
I
how
know.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I don't feel so good.
All right, how do I say this guy? I want to say Koei for some reason.
Koei.
Koei.
Koei? There's no E in there. That's like the only vowel not in there.
You say E and I next to each other.
What
like,
Koei,
like an eight.
What Koei series has 11 installments?
11?
Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
That one.
Correct.
All right.
Okay, I'm back on track.
What was the name of Koei's PS2 launch title?
Oh, it was one of the big armies. It was kind of an RTS, kind of a battle planning thing.
Oh.
Taiko liked it. Shit, what's this called?
I think I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
Yeah, there were horses.
If I remember correctly, it was the first PS2 game ever announced.
I'm going to be so mad when I hear the name of this.
I think... Hang on. Is it...
Like Tactics in the title?
It's like Ketsue or something. I can't remember.
Isn't Tactics in the title?
No, so you're done.
Okay, what is it?
Kessen.
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 Ketsue, Kessen, whatever.
Kessen,
same
Kessen.
Thing.
All right, how many Kessens are there?
Two, I think.
Three.
Okay, three.
He steered you wrong before.
Now
so
he's
two?
Just, now he's just sowing seeds of doubt.
I know. What's fine, two. Answer? Two.
Three!
God damn it, Mike!
See, I say
how
we
you
revert.
Fall for that?
We revert to my answer.
Come on.
I thought it was like a double trap.
Little what did is... you realize it's a triple trap.
What is Koei's only music game called?
You went to the Koei Wikipedia page, didn't you?
Haven't you been noticing that the last, like, 10 quizzes have been all about one developer?
Yeah,
you had to Koei, the one that nobody gives a shit about except for, like,
yeah,
two people.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I've already done all the big ones. Hey, you guys are doing pretty good here.
Music game, I don't know.
This isn't, like, super obscure game. You have heard of this.
Oh, Beatmania? Oh. Beatmania?
No, that's Konami.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Right. Fuck.
All right. You guys are
Who did Gitaru Man? I don't know. I'll say that. It's probably not them.
No, that was a different group.
Is that it?
Wait. Was it?
I can't keep it in.
It's Gitaru Man, isn't it?
Yes, it's Gitaru.
Really?
Well, good. That's my answer. So,
I love it. No, it's not them.
I could have sworn that it was a different... Hang on. I'm looking this up.
No, now you're going to prove me wrong. No. It's good. It's Koei.
Published by Koei. Developed by Innes. Yes.
It was published by Koei then. I said publisher-developer.
Yeah,
I never
the developer
said what
is Innes. The guys who made Weak Beat Agents.
Yeah.
Okay, but Koei published it.
Yeah, but he also said developer.
I said, what is Koei's only music game called?
He's got us there.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. You guys lost. All right, time for either or.
All right.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Now, remember, there's 10 things here. I am scoring you. Get a point for each one you get right. There's a lightning round at the end. Please remember, speed counts in the lightning round. All right, here we go.
All right.
Agi, I start with you. Red Dead Redemption or Mario Galaxy 2?
I mean, Mario Galaxy 2. Red Dead Redemption's going to be awesome, don't get me wrong. But it's Mario Galaxy 2. I mean, you yourself, you were playing Mario Galaxy last week. You wanted to just play for a little bit. You played for 4 hours. It's a great game. And this is going to be more of it. I mean, I want to roam the plane with my posse. But I also want to ride Yoshi on Planetoids more. So, Mario Galaxy 2.
David.
No fair, you took my answer. That.
You can still win, Dave, if you try to out-adge guy the adge guy.
Okay.
Don't give up just because you agree with him. Oh, you're done this time.
No, screw. Fuck.
Point adge guy.
Turn your phone off.
Oh, quiet you. All right, next. Starting with David. 3D Dot Game Heroes or Rocket Knight?
I'm going to go Rocket Knight. 3D Dot Game Heroes is capitalizing largely on nostalgia in a similar way, but just from what I've seen, it doesn't have as much substance to back that up. Rocket Knight, however, is being done by a couple of people who I trust and respect, who worked on things like Contra 4, Silent Hill Shattered Memories, a couple other things. And, yeah, I do like the Rocket Knight games. I played especially the Genesis ones both to death. The Super NES one a little bit less. But, yeah, that's the one I'm more excited for.
AJ?
Oh, Rocket Knight all the way. Here's the thing. If you take, like, a 12-year-old and put them in front of 3D Dot Game Heroes, they're not going to get it. But if you give them Rocket Knight, they may not understand the lineage, but it's still a really fun game. I mean, we'll talk more about it in our week in gaming, but it's so good. And I haven't played Dot Game Heroes, so I can't judge it too much. But from what everyone says, it's Zelda. You get the boomerang, get the bow and arrow, you get some bombs. You can play with the character creator a bit, but plus $40 or $15.
All right, you both get a point there, Tide. I will say, ooh, it is $15 for an hour and a half game, Rocket Knight. I'm not
that's
sure
what
if
the originals were.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, value-wise, I don't know if you necessarily have a point there. All right, AJ.
I don't go by value.
AJ, who's going to have a better E3, Sony or Microsoft?
The problem is, we know pretty much all of Microsoft's big games going forward, at least
Microsoft has
for a little while here.
Not made very many surprise announcements at E3.
Yeah, and we don't really know anything that Sony's doing in the fall, so I feel like they have the greatest potential to surprise. I'm going to go a slight edge to Sony. I mean, we're obviously Move and Atal are going to be big for both of them, but I feel like we kind of know what these are about already. I feel like Sony has greater ability to announce some good games.
David?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm thinking it might be Microsoft because, I don't know, they aren't doing a ton. They're actually, you know what, I changed my answer. I'm going with Sony because they're probably just, Microsoft, I just realized, has a bunch of games that they've already showed off, though, that are still under work in XNA, or Microsoft Game Studios. Yeah, I don't really know anything Sony's doing right now, except they'll probably show off, I don't know, maybe a PSP successor, which would be a big deal, even if it gets the hell pirated out of it or whatever.
AJ gets the point. David loses because of indecisiveness.
bad at that.
David, you first. Final Fantasy XIII, RPG or not an RPG?
Well, if you decide to define RPG by only 2 points, then sure. It might not be, but I think by most people's standards and, you know, the current definition of RPG, whatever the hell that is, you know, most people would agree. So, yes.
AJ?
Yeah, it's an RPG. I mean, is this in reference to one of the BioWare people said
Daniel
it's not?
Daniel Erickson, the writing director of BioWare, says that it's that you can put a J in front of it, but it's not an RPG.
Yes, I mean, is Mass Effect an RPG? Some people would say it's a shooter. So, if that's an RPG, they're both RPGs. I mean, the thing is, the genre has evolved in such interesting ways in the last few years. It's become very broad, which is why you get into things like JRPGs and RPG shooters and Western RPGs. So, yes, they're both RPGs.
You know also, how you know it's... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say one last thing. Like, any game with a dialogue tree in it and a little bit of character building is an RPG by its definition.
All right, you know how I know it's an RPG?
Numbers.
You have a spell where you can cure people. It's usually an RPG. If you level up attributes like attack and magic, it's probably a fucking RPG.
Ooh, he's been pent up about this one.
God, this is the first time I hear people. These people think they sound smart whenever they're like, "This isn't really an RPG," or "I don't really think my game's RPG." You sound like a fucking moron. Shut the hell up. You know damn well what kind of game you're making. What was that guy? Some guy recently was like, I don't even know the difference between an RPG and an FPS is. What? What?
You who said that?
Shut the fuck up.
Who said that?
I don't remember. You need me to look back on my Twitter account?
No, it's fine.
Seriously, shut the fuck up. Point to both of you.
Now the moment of silence.
AJ.
Yes.
More potential, the PSP 2 or the 3DS?
3DS. I mean, just given the previous track record of both companies, plus, like, Sony has shown that all their attempts at really pushing hardware and pushing downloads have failed pretty miserably, and Nintendo kind of trumped them to 3D, so, like, what else can they do? If they do 3D, then they're a Me Too, and we've already proven that having, like, basically a portable PS2 or something doesn't really work. Whereas Nintendo, they've owned the handheld space for 20 years. They know what they're doing. So the 3DS.
David?
Yeah, Nintendo has more experience with handheld systems. I'm sure that Sony's will be much better than the PSP, if only because they will probably have at least learned a few lessons. But, yeah, really, I feel like they're still trying to do this whole idea of loading up, well, we'll see whenever they release it, but loading up their system with a lot of technology that is ultimately detrimental to it. It'll eat up battery life. It'll make the system fragile and just not a very good portable thing. So we'll see what happens.
Point to nobody. I think the PSP2 has more potential.
Really?
They have much more to lose. I think the 3DS is going to be a very safe system. We've been hearing that you can turn the 3D off, which means that the 3D may not actually even be involved in any of the
games. I think that's just more to assuage fears of people who get headaches from 3D or people who don't have stereo vision.
Yeah, nobody's actually said that from Nintendo.
I don't know. I think the PSP 2 might at least initially look more impressive. Just like how the PSP looked initially more impressive than the 3DS.
Okay,
by the way, it was somebody from Obsidian who said that thing.
Yeah,
about,
I just found it. It's an interview on Joystick.
Right. They're talking to some guy about Obsidian. And basically the whole point of the interview was about how it was something like how do you respond to critics that said that Fallout 3 wasn't a good enough of a first-person shooter, which was just missing the fucking point entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and his brilliant response is, I guess the thing is, I don't really view RPG and FPS as separate genres. What? Let me say that again. I don't really view RPG and FPS as separate genres.
I'm gonna take a look at that.
Are you fucking kidding me? People just say stupid ass things and think that they're smart. By the way, it's Obsidian. So, or it was either Obsidian or the guy from thing. I don't know. Look, it's stupid. Move on. No one got a point. Fuck you two.
Jeez.
One, two, three, four.
David's up.
Bulletstorm. Next big FPS or who gives a fuck?
I'm excited, but I think it's going to end up being a who gives a fuck. It's kind of goofy and unrealistic, which can work, but is a little bit tougher of a sell to American audiences, I think. I mean, I like that it's ridiculous and all that crap, and I'm actually pretty excited for it, but I don't think it'll catch on in the same way that, like, a Gears would or a Halo would.
AJ?
I have to say, I read gaming news all the time, and I've seen it mentioned here and there, but I literally know nothing about this game, except that it was on the cover of Game Informer. Right. That's, like, all I know, so I'm gonna go with who gives a fuck.
Well, okay, Dave gets the point that he actually knows what it is.
Yeah. I know what it is, I just don't know, like, details about it.
All right. AJ, Mega Man MMO, good idea or stupid idea?
Stupid idea. This is right up there with, like, doing a Marvel comic MMO. Everyone's going to want to play as Mega Man, and you can't. What are you gonna do? Like, are you gonna create your own robot master, and you're just gonna like create your own base and sit in it and wait for like a virtual Mega Man to come through so you can run into him and hurt him?
You're kind of making this sound like an awesome idea.
No, but there's only one Mega Man. Is my point. Like, is like the top player at the end of every month get to be Mega Man for the next month? Like,
now how good of an idea would that be? If there's a game where you design the Mega Man levels and see if the AI Mega Man can beat them or not.
Well, yeah, but not an MMO.
That's what they need to do for Mega Man Powered Up 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which will never happen.
Yeah, of course.
David. Plus, real quickly, it's being made by a Korean developer who makes casual MMOs. Fam.
Right.
David, what do you think?
I can't think of anything in the Mega Man universe that's been really conducive to multiplayer gaming outside of that really crappy Rockman Battle and Chase cart game. But I think the best we can hope for is it'll stay over in Korea and we won't ever have to think about it outside of, the inevitable, hey, this just came out news that'll plaster every news site.
David gets a point for the Rockman Battle and Chase sighting.
Oh, good.
David, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, is it a legit spinoff or uninspired money grabber?
I couldn't really give a fuck. I'm going to go with uninspired money grab. Really, it doesn't look like it's doing a whole hell of a lot. Just from what I can tell, it doesn't seem like the multiplayer is going to be that big of a deal. It's a way to reuse assets, call it a new game, throw in just a little bit of new design, call it a day.
AJ?
I think it'll be okay. Like, you historically don't like expansion packs or DLC of any kind. But, like, you know, that's where we got, like, Half-Life Opposing Force and Baldur's Gate 2, Throne of Baal, and Diablo 2, Lord of Destruction.
No, like, the first two things I don't really care about. Blizzard expansion packs have always been good. I've never had a problem with that.
Why can't this be good?
Because it's not an expansion pack.
I'm sure it, for all intents and purposes, is. It's using the same... Well, it's not. It's a new city. It's Rome.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Okay, then, so will it not cost $60?
You're getting into ODST territory.
Yes,
I don't know if it's showed
or
not.
I have a big problem with ODST.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though, too. ODST was just Halo 3's multiplayer. This is all new multiplayer. So you're getting a new single-player campaign and an all-new multiplayer mode. Yes, I'll agree. I mean, I'm sure this was done with an eye to make money, but hopefully they could do something with it. I remain cautiously optimistic because I really like Assassin's Creed 2.
And I'm not saying it's going to be shit. I'm just saying I'm not quite so optimistic.
Point to David. David's coming up from out of nowhere. I thought David lost this thing. Three in a row for David.
All right, go me.
I knew you were going to give him the point of that one. I was sticking to my guns.
Because you're wrong!
No.
Just because you stuck your guns. Well, yeah. All right. Call of Duty franchise, is it fine or heading towards oblivion, Ajgai? And I don't mean like oblivion the game.
Oh, that'd be great.
If only.
It's gonna be more like Elder Scrolls.
It's gonna be fine for a couple more years. I mean, it has to be. They have games in the pipeline. But it's so weird now. I mean, I even feel like even with this move with Bungie, even Activision's starting to give up on the franchise. Like, they're just kind of starting to move away from it. They're saying, okay, like, there's this rumor that they were pulling Rebellion guys off of a Bond game to make map packs for Call of Duty Black Ops, because I feel like they get the sense like they might realize the well's running dry, so let's get every last drop out of it now before people leave. You know what I mean? I mean, the same thing happened with Medal of Honor when those guys left there. And let's face it, Activision has a pretty good history of running franchises into the ground. So it's probably on its way out.
David?
Yeah, I don't feel like there's going to be quite the... right now, we're not seeing quite the same amount of hype that we were for, say, Modern Warfare 2 that we saw for... Or for Black Ops that we saw for Modern Warfare 2 or Modern Warfare. Hell, we barely saw as much as we saw for Vietnam. World at War. God, I've got all these Call of Duty stories mixed in my brain. I think that, you know, it inevitably has to fall a little bit at some point. Like, Modern Warfare 2 sold so much, I can't imagine the next one doing quite so damn well. I mean, we'll see, but without the original developer, I don't know.
Point, AJ.
Yay.
David, Roller Coaster Tycoon movie. What the fuck or what the hell?
Yeah, I'd go with what the fuck. It deserves a...
What the fuck are you thinking?
What is going through your brain when you decide to make this movie? What... Have you been struck by an inspiration from God? Are you just hammering away at that typewriter every night thinking, this is going to be my masterpiece? Or, I have no idea. So, in a certain sense, I'm excited to see if anything, like, I hope to God that it lasts just long enough to make a trailer. So, we'll see.
AJ.
I'm going to go with what the hell? Here's why. Because, like you said, you know, like, someone out somewhere in Sony had to, like, have an idea for why they even went this far as to acquire the rights. Like, there has to be a framework. There has to be a plot. And I'm sure he went into his boss's office and threw a script down. He was like, we need to get the rights for this. He's like, what the hell is this? Roller Coaster Tycoon, huh? The only good thing that could come of this, if it does get far enough along, is it might mean a new Roller Coaster Tycoon game.
Oh, you bring up a good point there. I went to David until that.
I just wanted to point out, somebody thought this was a good idea. Somebody one day just woke up and said, hey, I got this brilliant idea, man. Roller Coaster Tycoon movie.
Yeah, so dude was like, you know, I was going through some old PC games, and I found Roller Coaster Tycoon.
And I was just...
And right next to that was my book on, like, script writing for dummies. And I was like, I just put two and two together, and boom, here it is.
Connected.
I'm giving that to David after all. Alright. Oh. We're tied 5-5. Time for the lightning round.
Now we all know
the lightning round works, right?
Yes.
Speed counts. AJ has historically dominated the lightning round.
This is where I reign.
He shows little hesitance in the lightning round. Alright. You guys ready?
Hesitation.
We don't stop.
Nope.
Blue Yoshi or Red Yoshi?
Blue.
Bulbasaur or Charmander?
Charmander. Bulbasaur.
Deep Space 8 or Deep Space 9?
Deep Space 9.
I messed that one up. Deep Space 8 or Deep Space 10?
Deep Space 10.
Metoporo or Paxel?
Paxel.
On Live or Still Alive?
Still Alive.
Yeah, once again, AJ dominated the lightning round.
What? I totally said...
Getting four out of the five.
I totally said most of those before him.
Not on my end, buddy. Metoporo and Paxil, by the way, are my two anxiety medications, in case anybody's interested.
Yeah, I had no idea what
I was trying
saying.
To figure out if you were talking about medication or Pokemon.
It's like, what are these?
Metoporo, I choose you. Go!
Metoporo. Paxil.
I thought you were just talking about, like, programs on your computer.
No.
Oh, what was the deal with Deep Space 8 and Deep Space 10?
I was just being funny. Then I accidentally said Deep Space 9. I'm like, God, shit. Also, Bulbasaur over Charmander? Come on, AJ.
Yeah, I probably should have gone with Charmander. I mean, you can't spell Charmander without Armand.
Oh, look at that. Which is your real name, very few people realize.
Yes. So
before, what did you say the other day? We were left out with Bowser Jr.?
God, yeah, what was that conversation?
You were... Now, keep in mind, your name is Armin Jr., named after our father, Armin.
Because we were talking about how in Super Mario Brothers, or New Super Mario Brothers Wii, how it was like the return of the Koopa Kids, but Bowser Jr. was still there. And I was like, why does he get to be like the big headshot of all the kids? And you're like, well, probably because he's the oldest and he's named after it. And what did I say? Like, that's not fucking fair.
It's like,
and
well,
you're like...
You're like,
why not Armin Jr.?
Yeah, you're like, well, that's mean. That makes the other ones feel bad. I'm like, yeah, good point, Armin Jr. You're completely oblivious to the irony of the situation. Alright. I'm going to talk about the games I've been playing now.
Okay.
Yeah. A
few things. Well, yeah, I got back into Mario Galaxy 1 just because I'm kind of getting ready. I'm trying to get at least all the Mario stars.
Oh, did you never do that?
No, I never did. I beat it and kind of moved. As much as I loved it, I moved on because there's so much to play.
Yeah, I just marathoned and got all of them with Mario and Luigi.
Jeez. Yeah, so I want to at least unlock Luigi. So I've been doing that, which has been just a lot of fun. I got Hotel Dusk for $8.
Nice.
Yes.
That's a great game. I love that game.
I just started it, but I'm really liking it so far. I mean, it's very much, you know, just an adventure game, which I love. So, I don't have much to say about that.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I beat that earlier this year.
I beat that, like, right when it came out, yeah.
Yeah, well, I got stuck because of adventure gaming bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point they just say, like, hey, here's this pen that has nothing to do with anything. And then you can't advance the story until you figure out what the deal is with this pen, but they never tell you that you should figure out the pen. So you're
It does get obtuse.
Yeah, apropos of nothing, you have to go to the kitchen, get some flour, and sprinkle it on the pen. And it's, why would I do this? Why would any sane, logical human do this?
When you get stuck on the puzzle, call me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
because you won't figure it out.
Fucking thing.
Also, I was just kind of bored and looking through the DSi store, and I saw that Dark Void Zero game.
Oh, yeah.
So I ended up picking up that. That's actually very good.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, it's very cute. I like how you blow into the cartridge before you put it in.
Yes, you blow into the cartridge before you put it in. And, I mean, you know, it's funny because you play this, you think to yourself, you know, if this came out on the NES, it would have been a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun. But the big thing was Rocket Knight came out yesterday.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's pretty much a Rocket Knight game, which I loved.
It's so good.
It did only take me an hour and a half to beat, which I don't have a huge problem with because, you know, those platformers weren't really very long. I would feel a lot safer recommending it to friends who maybe aren't familiar with Rocket Knight if it was at $10 instead of $15, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
Still, it's so great.
It is.
They nailed it. That feels like a Rocket Knight game. And they said in the interviews how they pull the camera back, so you actually feel safer using the jetpack.
Right.
Right.
Like, more than you would.
No.
That's awesome. I love it. Also, earlier this year.
Just all the ricocheting.
Yeah, also earlier this year, I decided to play through the Super Nintendo version, which I had played a little bit before, but I'd never beaten. And, yeah, that whole not being able to see what you're jetting into kills you so many times in that game. Because
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why I don't like the Super NES one as much as the Genesis one, if only because there's so many instant death pits and things like that. Yeah. Anyway.
I wish they would have released those at Virtual Console now.
I know.
I'm still surprised they made this game, by the way. Like, I love Rocket
Knight. It was so out of the blue, yeah.
But, I mean, even so many, like, reporters and enthusiast press people, they're like, what is this? Like, they don't even remember it. Which is kind of weird, but... Yeah, I played it and I loved it. Glad they made it.
No, it's a shame. It's just one of those mascot platformers that came out when we were inundated with mascot platformers and nobody gave a shit.
Right, and there's so many bad ones then that, like, the good ones kind of...
Blended in,
like this Dynamite Heady and some of those other classics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, what'd you play?
Let's see, some more Reach Beta. The Invasion Mode came out after we recorded last week.
I didn't talk about this yet, have I?
No, yeah, you played it with me too.
I liked it. I did have fun.
Yeah, yeah. The Invasion Mode's great.
It's a three-stage
game mode of Spartans versus Elites, where it's basically two modes of control point and then a mode of one flag CTF. And as you move through each stage, you get more powerful loadouts unlocked for each side.
That's what I love, because by the end of it, like, you have grenade launchers and energy swords like when you start.
Yeah, and like I said, the Elites have their dive roll ability that's unique to Elites, and it's a really fun ability. Well, the other game mode they unlocked, I think yesterday, was Spartan versus Elite Team Deathmatch, where it's just, you know, standard deathmatch, Spartans, Elites. The only loadout you get is a dive roll loadout for Elites and sprinting for the Spartans. And that's fun, too. Yeah, I like me some Reach.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Oh, well, like I mentioned earlier, I did get Civ 4, which I dabbled in the past, but finally, you know, own now, because it was $10 for the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, it was, again, too, I was like, I'm going to play this for an hour, knowing full well that there's no such thing. So, you know, 5 hours later, and it was like 3 a.m, I was like, fuck, I need to go to bed. So, yeah, I like that. And then continuing that trend, I actually got Civ Rev for the iPad, and it's really sweet.
Wait a second, what?
I said I got Civ Red for the iPad.
Wait, iPad?
You okay?
I liked how that took a second, by the way. At first I was like, I didn't know that you had to buy that again. get on the iPad. Wait a second. Ash guy doesn't have an iPad. As far as I knew. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got an iPad. I got an iPad.
You just got that. Okay, no, 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 tell me. Tell everyone, how much did your new phone cost? Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say.
Tell me how much the phone cost.
My phone retails for $530.
$530, okay. Kind of a... It's a high-end piece of technology, right?
Yeah.
How much was the iPad?
Well, I wanted a 32.
How much was the iPad?
They were sold out, so I had to get a 64.
How much was it?
It was 700.
Yeah, okay. Fuck you! Go to hell!
I've sold my old iPhone for $300, okay?
Go to hell!
Hey, Mike.
What?
How much money do you owe me right now?
Oh, for God's sakes. I owe you $100. What, you want to take? I don't have any money!
I'm not saying anything.
You know what? You know what? No, you're not getting that $100. So there.
Oh, fuck you, I am.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Not gonna happen. Fuck you. And your iPad. Then we had an episode. We named it I Don't Care to make fun of our indifference to the iPad. And you bought one! You bought the high-end one!
I'm so glad I waited to tell you.
And there's your ringtone.
Cleveland will never win a championship! LeBron is gone! It's done!
Oh,
so anyway, I really like my iPad. What's going on? I think he's trying to eat the microphone. So anyway, Sim Rev with the iPad. I mean, it's basically the iPhone version, but bigger. But it's really nice. I got Words with Friends HD, which is, you know, like the Scrabble game. I'm also a big fan.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's this? There's a racing game of some sort. I got. Is it Vector Racer or something like that?
You know,
kind of a simpler game, but Vector Runner. That's it.
You know, we have one negative review on iTunes.
Yeah.
It's a 2 out of 5. The guy said, "Stop yelling."
Oh, but that's when the show really shines.
That guy's not going to like this episode.
Let's see, I got Battle for Westnoth, which is a open-source turn-based strategy RPG that's on PC and Mac.
How much
as well.
Did each of these games cost you?
I got, like, all the free shit, mostly.
Yeah, oh, I bet. Okay. Now he's just lying.
Civ Rev was
the shame is
$15.
Kicking
Vector Runner was $3. We Rule, which is kind of like a Farmville thing that NG Moco makes, along with Godfinger, which is actually quite fun. They have the comic re... Now, sadly.
Yeah, you can stick that Godfinger up your ass.
The comic reader in this thing is awesome. There's a bunch of free comics in there. I was reading the one. It's a comic version of Android's Dream of Electric Sheep.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool.
I kind of want.
They have all the Thor comics on there now, so I might have to get those.
I kind of.
But then, like, it's figuring out which iPhone apps you think are going to work well on it and using them. Things like Monkey Island looks good on it. Broken Sword looks good. Cannibalt looks really nice. But then, like. If you're anything text-heavy, it looks like garbage.
But wait. You didn't have to buy those apps again, did you?
No. I'm just running the iPhone app on the iPad. Some of the apps do have, like, both versions included with one download, like Urban Spoon, although that's free anyway. I'm trying to think of a paid one that does. I don't think I had any.
That's fine. How about the MLB app?
What's that?
The MLB at bat app.
I haven't gotten it yet, but I probably will. Because, I mean, part of why I ended up.
Why bother?
Is...
Our team stinks.
I
don't need to follow them that well.
But,
we don't need any magic internet devices telling us how they're losing every game.
Anyway, I mean, I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling.
The
Eeyore cast here. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling this summer, so I was like, okay, this will be good to have. I, like, went through my Blu-ray collection, found all the movies that have digital copies, and copied them and put them on here. They look nice. They look very nice. The mail app's really nice, too. But you probably don't want to hear about that, so... David, what you play?
David! What the hell's up with Mega Man Legends?
Yeah, it's an awesome game.
It's not that awesome.
It's an awesome series.
It was a 7.
It was a 7 in the reviews, but, you know, God Hand was in the
7. I played that game.
In the reviews,
who even plays God Hand?
Yeah, I do. There are a lot of people who would list God Hand in their top 5 favorite games of all time.
Yeah, you know, stupid people.
No, people with taste. There's more to a game than just, like, the reviews, man. All right.
Shut up. What'd
also,
you play?
This, I would like to point out, just a quick response to your Metacritic comment. A, Metacritic is full of shit. B, this was also an era where GamePro could give the PlayStation 1 version of, like, Street Fighter Alpha a higher score than the Saturn version because the shadows weren't blue. That was his only reason for docking the
Saturn
version.
I played Mega Man Legends, okay?
Yeah, and I
Metacritic aside, I know how mediocre that game was.
I know how brilliant it was.
Oh my, whatever. What'd you play?
Alright, so I played a bit of Wind Waker because for some reason I felt like, I don't know, playing a Zelda game.
What did you think of Wind Waker? And choose your next your next words carefully.
I thought it was pretty damn good.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no, I thought it was mediocre, man. Yeah. No, I liked it a lot. It's interesting going back to it, because I found I had a save file that was nearly all the way through, so I just finished that up. It was interesting.
The end is, like, the best part. The end's amazing.
Yeah, and it was interesting because they actually bothered making Ganon a character with motivation and all that crap.
Right, he's not just you know, the evil
guy who wants to destroy the world.
Right, he doesn't even have any motivation in Ocarina of Time.
Well, yeah, his motivation in Ocarina of Time is just, I'm a bad guy, I want to take over.
Right.
But, yeah, it's also nice just seeing it and realizing all the little callbacks it has to Ocarina of Time and some of the other games. Like, it mentions Gossip Stones and just, like, little incidental details that not everybody remembers from those. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, really detailed, really nice. It's still, like, not just, like, the, you know, cartoony visuals, but just, like, the way they use colors is really striking. It's
not
all very...
It's
super vibrant.
Right. It not only does it look good for, you know, a last-gen game, it, like, still looks good, period.
Right. Like, yeah, some of the rounded parts have jagged edges, but other than that, it looks pretty damn good.
Easily the best Zelda game, I think.
I'll disagree on that.
Are you going to say Majora's Mask?
No, I'm going to say Ocarina of Time, then Majora's Mask. Both of those are better.
I won't get upset about that, but...
Yeah, and if I was in a crummy mood, I might put Link's Awakening above it, too.
No, Link's Awakening is great. I won't get that upset about that.
But, yeah. Still,
I never really got Majora's Mask, though.
I love it. Mostly because I got to the N64 kind of late, so I got to play Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask pretty soon after, so I liked it kind of as a tonic to Ocarina.
Right. I just was bad at it for some reason.
I had no idea the hell was going on in that game.
You kind of have to do
time
management.
I never
wanted
to go back to it.
Right.
It's kind of tough. I'm not sure how I did it, but I 100% that game, so loved it.
Wow.
What else?
And a little bit of Mega Man 10. I can't really say much about that other than I hate stupid, cheap, instant death crap. And there's way more of that than there was in 9, and I kind of don't like that.
Better turn easy mode on.
No.
There's way more than in 9, I would say.
There's way more than... I played 9 notice. Pretty recently.
I can't notice.
Alright, I'll do a long...
You make a video
article.
For me with comparisons.
Yeah, right.
To prove your point.
You'll notice here there are more enemies now next to instant death pits.
Right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Still, not a terrible game. But... And then, lastly, Strange Journey, because I've been kind of slowing down a bit because I had to do the whole finals and various other school-related activities. But I'm probably going to power through that, hopefully, by the end of this week. But it's pretty damn good.
So why doesn't... So wait, now you... Okay, I had a problem. I had a crisis. Because I was looking forward to Persona 3 Portable. And you're my go-to Shin Megami guy, right?
Sure.
Alright. I watched a trailer for it, and, you know, I was like, okay, there'll be a trailer, and it's going to play a song, and that song will be Burn My Dread.
Well,
but it wasn't. What is this song? Where is Burn My Dread?
Okay, so like with Fess, they made a new song, of course, for the intro. But the alternate intro after that first one plays is the Burn My Dread classic intro.
That's acceptable. Okay. I'll buy it again.
Well, good. Maybe you'll beat it this time.
Yeah, I need to beat 4, because that game is awesome. Four is up there with Metroid Prime and games I really, really, really like but have not beaten for some reason.
Yeah. I'm still just holding out for the Persona 2 PSP announcement.
I'm hoping that Persona 4 gets a portable treatment, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, what are the releases, AJ? Let's go through them.
All right, on the WiiWare, if you like free stuff, you should download Photo Dojo, because it's free on DSi. I said WiiWare, I meant DSiWare. Photo Dojo, of course, being the charming little game that lets you take pictures of your friends and make a little fighting game. We also have Earthworm Jim, which is pretty cool, for 500 points. Chess Challenge, and Flips the Enchanted Wood.
I'm excited.
WiiWare has Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, Trials and Tribulations, and also has Chess Challenge.
That might be the best Ace Attorney game, by the way.
That's the third one, yes?
Yeah. That's the third one. It's really good.
Cool.
I mean, they're all good, really, but...
Right.
Second one is a little bit...
Second one, yeah, maybe the... I guess it's the worst, but, I mean, they're all pretty much the same thing, I guess. It's just a matter of the writing at that point.
Right.
Let's see, moving on. Xbox Games on Demands, we have Tom Clancy's End War, Battle Station Pacific, and Raiden Fighters Aces. I don't even know what that is.
That's actually a pretty good
Live Arcade is... Okay. Live Arcade is Rocket Knight and Things on Wheels. I'm guessing they're cars. The PSN, PS3, we have World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, and the PSP, Harvest Moon, Hero of Leaf Valley, and Worms Battle Islands. Good old games. We have Enclave and Mike's favorite, Two Worlds.
Oh yeah.
I'd give that one a 2.
Worlds.
For each world.
Right. I remember the one word or the two word review was fecal donut.
Zapped.
So there you go. If you want a fecal donut, go download Two Worlds.
Man. Off topic, but Game Informer had a story on Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and apparently, you know, Deadpool was confirmed in it, and one of Deadpool's moves, his super combo, is him grabbing his life bar and beating people with it.
That's awesome!
How great is
He's
that?
He's breaking the fourth wall!
How great is that? Anyways, alright. Retail releases, Skate 3 for 360 and PS3. I know that this is supposed to be like the cool alternative to Tony Hawk, and now it's kind of the only choice. But whenever I hear that it's like the more realistic Tony Hawk, I just kind of don't. That's not what I want.
Still keep saying Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 on Live Arcade.
Just make Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5. That's the popular thing to do these days, anyways.
Yeah.
Lost Planet 2 on PS3 and 360. Apparently, this isn't so cool.
Too bad.
Well, Lost Planet 1 wasn't probably that great, and I think its reviews were helped a lot by the fact that it was very early in the this generation when it came out.
Yeah, I thought it was right. Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool, but they did a lot of things that kind of mucked it up, like adding really big slope mechs. I wasn't a fan of. The guy who did the framework engine for that did the framework engine for Mega Man Legends, which explains why it controls so well. Anyway, go ahead.
I know that they're using that graphics engine to make Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Anyways, Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Heroes 3 for the PSP. 3D Dot Game Heroes for the PS3.
I'll buy it eventually.
Yeah, me too. Age of Conan, Rise of the God Slayer. I guess this is the expansion for Age of Conan.
Rise of the God Slayer!
On PC. Monster Racers on DS. By the way, did you see the Henry Hatsworth guys announce their new game?
Yeah.
It looks like some sort of cool platform. It looks nice. I forget what it's called, but Shepherd's Crossing for the PSP looks kind of like, dare I say, it's a Harvest Moon type game.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. And Game Hits for the DS, which contains 4 of the best classic games of all time.
Updated with a modern twist.
Modern twist is the avoid copyright infringement.
So, 4 classic games. So 4 of the best games of all time. I bet it has Super Metroid, Ocarina of Time, and
Half-Life 2.
And
yeah, Half-Life 2 ported to the DS.
Yeah.
All right, time for us to bust a move, guys.
Indeed.
I'm feeling much better now, by the way. Now I have. Good. See, before I was only upset that the Cavs, you know, lost, and that Cleveland wouldn't have another legit chance at a championship for about another 20 years if LeBron leaves. Now I'm mad about other things, like AJ
That's
getting
what I'm
an
here
iPad.
For.
thank you guys for that.
You're welcome.
We're your punching dummies.
Thank you for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronofshame.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. You can find us on the iTunes and the Zoom marketplaces. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you right here next time on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.